Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The E-Myth Revisited, an updated and revised version of Michael E. Gerber's classic guide to small business success. Breaking down common misconceptions about entrepreneurship, Gerber explains how achieving lasting success involves more than just mastering a skill or trade. By clearly distinguishing between working in your business and working on your business, The E-Myth Revisited offers vital insights into building and growing a profitable, sustainable venture. The author, Michael E. Gerber, is an expert with decades of experience in helping businesses thrive. He co-founded and chairs the Michael E. Gerber Companies, an organization dedicated to assisting entrepreneurs and companies across various industries. Gerber has authored over a dozen books on entrepreneurship, earning him recognition as an influential figure in the business world. The E-Myth Revisited is ideal for current business owners looking to improve their operations, aspiring entrepreneurs preparing to start a small business, and anyone interested in understanding the realities of entrepreneurship. This book provides practical advice for transforming struggling businesses into successful enterprises, dispelling the myth that owning a small business is simply about being good at what you do. The E-Myth Revisited: Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to small business success. Small businesses, for all their promise and potential, often end up as casualties in the competitive world of entrepreneurship. Have you ever wondered what sets those that thrive apart from those that fall by the wayside? What magical ingredients do successful business owners have that others don't? Join us as we navigate through a step-by-step guide crafted to transform your entrepreneurial dreams into a sustainable reality. We'll uncover some universal principles that can help steer your business away from being just another fleeting enterprise. Here, you'll learn why a staggering 80% of small businesses don't make it past their initial 5 years, the strategic genius behind Ray Kroc's legendary triumph with McDonald's, and intriguingly, how stepping back from your business might be the key to its success. Part 1. The Entrepreneurial Myth. Why technical skills aren't enough for success. Picture this. Every year, about 1 million people in the United States take the leap to start their own small business. But out of these ambitious entrepreneurs, nearly 40% falter within the first year, and a staggering 80% don't make it past the 5-year mark. That's an eye-opening 800,000 businesses that don't survive. And the reason, often, is what's known as the E-Myth. The E-Myth, or entrepreneurial myth, is a pervasive misunderstanding that plagues the business landscape. It suggests that having technical prowess and a clever idea is all you need to guarantee success in business. This myth can trap skilled individuals, a machinist, a barber, a software developer, into thinking their expertise is enough to navigate the entrepreneurial waters. Imagine a skilled barista. She knows coffee inside out, from the subtle art of roasting, through the science of brewing, to the finesse of crafting intricate latte designs. One day, a wave of entrepreneurial spirit envelops her, and she is consumed by the desire to open her own cafe instead of perfecting her craft under someone else's roof. This impulse produces countless new ventures annually, as individuals seek independence following their own dreams. But relying solely on technical skills and innovative ideas sets a shaky foundation. This path can lead to what is ominously referred to as the fatal assumption, the belief that being adept at a craft naturally equates to possessing the acumen to run a business. In the real world, running a successful business demands much more than technical skill. Our barista quickly discovers that brewing the best coffee is only part of the puzzle. She must also grapple with hiring and managing employees, organizing daily operations, and setting the stage for growth and expansion. It's this disconnect, the chasm between technical expertise and business know-how, that contributes to the high failure rate among small businesses. Part 2. Adolescent Business Woes. Beyond the honeymoon phase. Think about how people grow up from infants to adolescence and into maturity. Businesses go through similar stages. However, unlike a human life, many businesses find themselves stuck in adolescence, unable to mature into their full potential. The journey begins with the infancy stage, where a business is essentially an extension of its owner. At this point, the fledgling enterprise is delightful, a place where the owner, like our skilled barista, can finally immerse herself in roasting and brewing to her heart's content. Everything seems perfect until the reality of success kicks in. More customers flood in, and production ramps up. It soon becomes clear the owner can't uphold this pace alone. Tasks like cleaning slip through the cracks, and the chaos she aimed to escape creeps back in, having become just as overwhelmed as her former role. As the cafe owner decides to hire help, the business steps into adolescence. This phase offers a reprieve initially. She no longer bears the full weight of every task. But herein lies a common pitfall for growing businesses: the tendency to manage by abdication rather than delegation. Instead of carefully guiding her team, she hands over tasks, thinking they're as good as done, only to find the quality of those cherished lattes deteriorating and customers growing disgruntled. During adolescence, owners must confront their discomfort zone, the one where control was once theirs alone. If the business is to thrive, it must transcend beyond the owner's one-woman show. Faced with these growing pains, what's a dedicated business owner to do? She might revert, shrinking back and shouldering everything herself, only to be overwhelmed once more. Alternatively, she could push for rapid expansion, hiring en masse and risking quality. But there's a third, more nuanced option: recognizing that growth is essential and preparing for it from the start. By doing this, the business transitions from fleeting adolescence toward a mature and stable future. Part 3: Strategic Planning, Paving the Way for Business Maturity. You might be ready to step out of your comfort zone, relinquishing some control so your business can grow. But where exactly do you begin? The path to pushing your enterprise beyond its adolescent stage starts well before the grand opening. It's about laying a solid foundation right from the outset. Businesses that transition smoothly into maturity do so because their owners adopt a vision that extends far beyond immediate success. They've thoughtfully structured their operations to ensure growth isn't tethered to the constant presence of the owner, thereby preparing them to embrace expansion when the time comes. To catalyze this progression, you need what's called an entrepreneurial perspective. This involves conceptualizing your business's character, aspirations, and strategies long before doors open. Rather than simply mapping out daily tasks, like the specific beans the cafe will brew, the focus should be on how the business functions as a coherent entity. Consider what distinguishes your venture from others. What unique value will attract your target clientele? For our coffee aficionado, these fundamental yet probing questions guide her toward an effective strategy. This is where the entrepreneurial model comes into play: a dynamic blueprint that addresses potential customer desires in a novel manner. Defining market opportunities, identifying an ideal customer profile, and detailing product delivery are all aspects of this model. For the barista eyeing longevity, pressing pause on day-to-day operations might be necessary to contemplate these long-term strategies. She may identify eco-conscious students as her core audience and innovate by positioning her cafe as the first to offer special features like locally sourced milk and cozy reading nooks. Starting with these mindful strategies will not just gear the business for survival, it will cultivate an environment where sustainable growth and maturity are the natural course. Part 4: The Three Faces of a Business Owner, Finding Balance Within. Do you view yourself as having a single, predictable personality? This singular outlook might spell trouble for your business. In reality, each of us harbors a blend of personalities that often clash: the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. At any given moment, you may wear the hat of the visionary entrepreneur, sparking with new innovative ideas. Then, you suddenly find yourself in technician mode, perplexed by the impracticalities of your latest creative endeavor. Among these personas, the entrepreneur is the trailblazer, the dreamer who envisions endless possibilities and thrives on tapping into the future. Yet this boundless energy can sometimes erupt into chaos as pursuits of opportunity leave a whirlwind in their wake. Without that entrepreneurial spark, however, innovation would sputter and stall. Enter the manager, the realist who demands order amidst the creative storm. Where entrepreneurs see potential, managers spot problems crying out for solutions. As innovator reshapes the world, the manager diligently seeks to organize it. The backbone of the operation is the technician, the hands-on doer. She delights in the tangible flow of tasks, yet bristles at the ever-shifting whims of the entrepreneur or the structured interventions of the manager. Yet without the technician, all the ideas and planning would go unrealized. While these roles may seem in conflict, harnessing the unique strengths of each is key to a thriving business. Statistically, the average small business owner is made up of about 10% entrepreneur, 20% manager, and 70% technician. In light of these intricate dynamics, the road to entrepreneurial success might appear daunting. But what lies ahead is a transformation sweeping through the world of small businesses. And within this shift, we discover the keys to success. Part 5, The Turnkey Revolution, Building Businesses That Thrive Without You. We're living amidst a groundbreaking revolution in the business world, a transformation that promises to redefine entrepreneurship as we know it. Welcome to the turnkey revolution, where businesses are designed to operate so seamlessly that the owner could hand over the reins to almost anyone, confident they'd continue to thrive. At the heart of this revolution is a foundational shift towards creating business models that run like clockwork, offering customers predictable and consistent products every time, while also being able to replicate success without the constant presence of the owner. This turnkey approach primarily takes the form of franchises. The core of a turnkey business lies in its business format franchise, a detailed blueprint offered to franchisees, complete with processes, organizational structures, and systems. This model equips them to manage the business efficiently while maintaining consistency and quality. The triumph of franchises is evident in their success rates. Unlike the sobering statistic that sees 80% of small businesses folding within 5 years, an impressive 75% of business format franchises thrive. This revolutionary model attracts buyers by ensuring that a business, equipped with efficient and scalable systems, practically runs itself. If you were to offer such a business for sale, the burning question from potential buyers would likely be, does it work? And in this case, the answer is a resounding yes, thanks to its internal efficacy. The turnkey revolution redefines the entrepreneur's goal. Rather than merely selling products, the focus shifts to offering whole business systems to franchisees, showcasing both organizational processes and perfected operations. Pioneering this revolution was Ray Kroc in 1952. His vision for McDonald's was to control the chaos of traditional hamburger stands, ensuring each burger was flipped and cooked with precision. By standardizing every aspect, he created a formula that anyone could adopt and replicate. Kroc identified franchisees, those who would run these identical stands, as his ultimate customers and thus propelled McDonald's into worldwide prominence. This revolution provides a pathway for businesses to flourish, moving beyond the restraint of individual presence and skill, paving the way for enduring success through systematization and replication. Part 6. Building Your Franchise Dream Starting with the Prototype. Dreaming of turning your small business into a national sensation? Begin with crafting a franchise prototype, the cornerstone model that will serve as the blueprint for future outlets. This prototype must be designed to deliver value effortlessly without necessitating the presence of the owner or any specialized expertise. Simplicity and user-friendliness are key. Any person should be able to run it smoothly. Value, from your customer's perspective, can manifest in numerous ways. Whether it's competitive pricing, exceptional customer service, or thoughtful gestures like surprise gifts, it's their perception that defines value. Our dedicated barista may find her niche in serving exquisite lattes accompanied by complimentary cookies, elevating the cafe's appeal. Next, focus on creating systems-dependent processes rather than relying on experts. Think about streamlining operations so that effectiveness isn't hinged on specific people. For instance, the barista could develop a comprehensive training program ensuring all her staff can craft impeccable lattes, thereby freeing the cafe from the tether of individual skill sets. Documenting everything in an operations manual is crucial. This goes beyond recipes or procedures. It's about creating a complete how-to guide that enables anyone to successfully take the reins of the business. For our barista, this means not just teaching the art of the perfect latte, but providing detailed instructions on how to train others. Predictable service is the hallmark of a successful franchise prototype. Consistency ensures customers know exactly what to expect each time. If patrons at the cafe encounter wildly varying latte quality, their loyalty, as well as that of potential franchisees, will quickly wane. They should be reassured that excellence is a dependable standard, whether they visit today or in 6 months. By laying the groundwork with a thoughtful franchise prototype, complete with value delivery systems and comprehensive documentation, your business can confidently embark on the journey towards becoming a thriving national chain. Part 7. Aligning your business with your life's goals. Why embark on the journey of creating your own business? Ideally, it's because you're striving for a life that transcends the constraints of a typical 9-to-5 routine. As you construct your franchise prototype, make sure it aligns with your life's ambitions and fulfills your deepest aspirations. To create a business that resonates with your life's purpose, it's crucial to identify your primary aim, the vision you hold for your life beyond the workaday world. Without pinpointing this, you're like a ship setting sail without a destination. Begin by introspecting with questions like, what matters most to me? How do I envision my day-to-day life? What financial freedom am I aiming for? And how much do I wish to explore the world? Once your primary aim becomes clear, it's time to draft a strategic objective. This is the guiding framework for your business, outlining the steps it must take to help realize your personal goals. It should serve as a living document to gauge progress, develop strategies, and ultimately support the growth of your franchise. Within your strategic objective, include financial estimates detailing your anticipated gross revenue and profit. It must justify why your venture is worth pursuing, ensuring the market opportunity is robust enough to meet your financial aspirations and support your personal aims. This document should also clearly define your business's identity, including a profile of your ideal customer base. Consider the barista whose life ambitions involve earning $500,000 annually and enjoying a month-long vacation every year. Her strategic objective would detail how her 3 cafes each contribute $167,000 a year. Moreover, it would outline a plan for temporarily closing and winding down operations during her annual respite. By aligning your business endeavors with your personal objectives, you create not just a successful company, but a harmonious life, where your work supports the vision you have for yourself. Part 8. The Power of Organizational Charts. Mapping your business's future. For many, the thought of drafting organizational charts brings to mind dull paperwork. But these charts are fundamentally important, offering a structured guide to ensure everyone in your business knows their responsibilities. A well-defined organizational strategy is crucial, serving as a map outlining who will carry out which tasks within your company. Even if you're still at the helm solo, strategic planning helps predict future growth, setting the stage for scaling your business. Begin by assessing the number of employees you'll eventually need, alongside a breakdown of their responsibilities. Then create a position contract for each role, detailing reporting responsibilities, specific tasks, and performance expectations. Take our dedicated barista as an example. She envisions needing 3 baristas and a baker per cafe, a manager for daily supervision, alongside roles for marketing, accounting, and an overarching general manager. Initially, she wears all these hats, brewing coffee, baking, crafting marketing campaigns, and balancing the books. But comprehending these roles intimately will guide her in hiring decisions, ensuring her business is well-staffed for success. Through first-hand experience, she can document the best practices in customized manuals for each position, evolving into a valuable resource for her future employees. A clear organizational strategy also fortifies accountability. Each role has a specific set of responsibilities, outlined both in the manuals and the position contracts. By signing a position contract, employees formally accept responsibility for their assigned tasks. Ultimately, when each role is filled with competent individuals meeting established standards, your business edges closer to realizing both your strategic objectives and personal life goals. With clarity and accountability, your company is poised for growth and the realization of entrepreneurial dreams. Part 9: The Secret Behind Successful Management. A people-focused system. You might think a successful management strategy hinges on assembling a team of exceptionally talented individuals. Surprisingly, that's not the case. Instead, the real key lies in developing a robust management system that leverages people management as a powerful marketing tool. Why treat management as a marketing tool? The way you engage with your team and motivate them directly influences the quality of the product your customers receive. For instance, consider the barista managing her bakery team. She could instruct the baker to remain behind the scenes, methodically churning out cookies and cakes. However, by placing the baker in the shop's spotlight and giving him the autonomy to select ingredients, he is likely to exhibit greater enthusiasm, ultimately leading to a better product for the customers. The backbone of a successful management system is a people strategy, ensuring your team comprehends the deeper purpose behind their roles. When employees grasp why their work matters, they align with the business's aspirations, driving it forward. An essential element of this strategy is holding employees accountable to the standards you've established for their roles. Suppose creativity is a pillar of the barista's business ethos. She can convey this value to her baker by emphasizing the importance of unique cake schedules every week, with creativity as a guiding principle. Evaluating his performance against this benchmark encourages innovation, enriching her product offering with diverse, imaginative confections. By implementing a management system centered around inspiring purpose and evaluating standards, you empower your employees to flourish, enriching both their professional journey and the experiences of your customers. Part 10: Putting the customer at the heart of your marketing strategy. When it comes to marketing, there's one simple truth: the customer's needs should be your sole focus. By deeply understanding your clientele, you tailor strategies that resonate with them most effectively. Begin by exploring your customer's demographics, fundamental details like age and location. Ask yourself, what draws these specific people to your business instead of the competition? Dive deeper with psychographics, the why behind their purchasing decisions. This might include preferences, hobbies, or lifestyles, which paint a clearer picture of their motivations. Even without a big budget for extensive research, simple surveys can offer invaluable insights. Consider incentivizing feedback, like offering a complimentary cookie at your cafe to learn more about your patrons. Armed with this knowledge, align your product presentations and marketing efforts to suit your customer profiles. This approach makes potential buyers feel understood, increasing the likelihood of purchase. Once you've mapped your customers' profiles, ensure your marketing appeals directly to them. For instance, technology giant IBM discovered that a specific shade of blue suggested reliability to their customers. As a result, IBM Blue became an integral part of their branding strategy. To ensure your franchise prototype remains attractive to potential franchisees, make your marketing strategies as systematic and data-driven as possible. Relying on real-world analytics and testing helps you adjust to shifts in customer demographics or preferences. Perhaps your audience is growing younger, or traditional newspaper ads are losing effectiveness. In that case, exploring online advertising could be the key to reaching your evolving customer base. By centering your marketing efforts around the customer continuously, you cultivate a strong, relatable brand synonymous with your values and their needs. Part 11. Crafting a business of interconnected systems. Imagine your business as a dynamic entity, seamlessly operating through an intricate web of interrelated systems. From marketing strategies to management protocols, down to your organizational structure, everything stems from the primary aim you've set for your venture. This harmony is achieved through a systems strategy, a framework where every component interacts, evolves, and supports one another. Typically, this strategy breaks down into three essential categories. Hard systems encompass the tangible aspects of your business, like computers, machinery, or even the color scheme that defines your brand. Soft systems focus on the intangible elements, the ideas shaping your company and the people who bring those ideas to life, including their attitudes and behaviors. Information systems collect and analyze data, providing insights on business performance, revealing what's effective, and indicating when adjustments are necessary. Consider the barista's cafe to illustrate these systems at play. The hard systems would feature her espresso machines. The soft systems include the barista team's motivation and customer interactions. And the information systems gather data on sales trends and customer preferences. The true test of these systems lies in their synergy. Each decision must account for the entire system's interplay. If she contemplates upgrading the cafe's espresso machine, affecting the hard system, she should evaluate potential impacts on the soft system, such as staff resistance to learning a new machine. Simultaneously, the information system must track ongoing customer feedback and sales data to ensure the new machine enhances rather than detracts from customer experience. Only by ensuring fluid interaction across systems can her business flourish. In doing so, you build a robust foundation for success, where each part contributes to the greater whole, forming a cohesive, well-oiled enterprise. Part 12. The relentless cycle of business development. In the pursuit of business success, resting on your laurels isn't an option. A thriving business is in perpetual motion, constantly refining its prototype and optimizing its systems. This ongoing endeavor is known as the business development process. The journey begins with innovation, the act of doing things differently. It goes beyond product innovation and extends to business processes. Ask yourself, what's the most effective way to achieve this? Consider how Ray Kroc revolutionized the fast food industry, not by reinventing hamburgers, but by transforming how they were made and sold. Next is quantification, the diligent act of measuring everything. Without this, understanding the success of your innovations becomes guesswork. Take, for instance, the barista tracking sales data to evaluate the impact of fostering creativity in her bakery team. Quantification reveals what works, justifying initiatives or indicating adjustments. Finally, there's orchestration, seamlessly integrating innovations into daily business operations. It's about implementing your strategies so they resonate with employees and customers. Observing these interactions provides valuable insights into what needs fine-tuning. These steps, innovation, quantification, and orchestration, overlap, intertwining continuously. They don't follow a linear path, but cycle concurrently, weaving through all facets of a thriving business. Whether it's retaining a blue suit for increased sales or switching to shirt sleeves if it boosts performance, the business development process demands ongoing assessment and adjustment. It's a relentless cycle, forever refining, implementing, and measuring. This dynamic pursuit elevates your small business, steering it toward lasting success. Final summary. The essential takeaway from this book is clear. While many small businesses meet an untimely end, those that set themselves up as franchise prototypes enhance their likelihood of thriving. By designing your business from day one to be so systemized that anyone can manage it, you clear the path for sustainable success. The goal is to focus on developing your business as an independent entity, working on it, rather than getting lost in the daily grind within it. This strategic approach lays the groundwork for a resilient and enduring enterprise. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.